Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Chinook. A Chinook is a warm, dry wind which sometimes descends from the Rocky Mountains during the deepest cold of dead winter. Experienced cattlemen fear the Chinook even more than they do a stampede or the dread ravages of the after effect of aftosa, the hoof and mouth disease, because the results of a Chinook usually spell complete disaster to a herd of cattle. This element of nature, coupled with the efforts of the famed Cisco Kid to capture the desperado Rod Yeager, comprises one of the most exciting adventures that occurred on the frontier of our West in the early 1870s. As our story opens, the sharp mountain wind knifes into the backs of two riders as they head toward a nearby town.
This blasted wind's getting colder, Rod. It's going to start to snow before long.
Who cares? Let it snow, I say. That must be the Salmon River up ahead, Leith.
Then the town of Pollock is due west. Come on, Cayuse.
Get over there. Get up. Get up.
I still don't follow your line of figuring, Rod. Knowing the Cisco Kid's on our trail, we ought to rein clear of town.
Get this, Leith, and get it straight. Just because we busted jail together don't mean we got to stick together now.
Oh, now hold on. I don't mean I ain't going along with you and whatever you want to do.
I'm headed direct to the sheriff's office in Pollock.
What? Why, he's the hombre who helped Cisco arrest you. He knows you.
That knowledge ain't gonna do him no good after you kill him. He don't know you.
Kill him? In the middle of the day? In the middle of town? You local?
No. I aim to find out whether you're a liar or not. You've been bragging how good you are with that Bowie knife you're toting. How many hombres you killed with it?
Well, what do you think the law had me in that calaboose for? Ain't nobody can kill neither with a Bowie knife than me.
You'll have a chance to prove it on that sheriff. And at the same time, we'll throw the Cisco Kid off our trail for good.
Spill what you got in your craw.
First, you knife the sheriff. You won't have no trouble. This time of year, everybody's sticking close to their fireside.
And then what, Rod?
Pin on the sheriff's badge. Wait for Cisco and his fat partner to show. You dead sure you ain't never met up with him?
Yeah, and just as sure as I am that he's gonna be dead. What's the rest of your plan?
It's a cinch. Cisco will stop at the sheriff's office.
And then we'll both be waiting there to dry gulch him, huh?
He ain't no easy mark. If he catches on to your pretending to be sheriff, it's back to jail for both of us. And this time they'll have the sheriff's murder against us.
I'll be the most convincing sheriff this side of the Mississippi. I might even stay on as sheriff after Cisco's dead.
Don't count on it. First, we gotta kill him.
Then count on it. We will.
Here! Get up there! Get!
It's getting colder, Cisco.
See, it is, Pancho. We'll rest and get warm as soon as we reach the sheriff's office here in Pollock.
You know the sheriff here in Pollock?
Do you not remember the last time we were in Idaho territory?
Yeah, that way we captured Rod Yeager and put him into jail.
Who helped us capture that bandito?
Pancho helps Cisco. We do a good job.
Who else had a hand in it? What about Sheriff Winslow?
Oh, Pancho, almost forget about Sheriff Winslow. We know him. Pancho, remember him from the last time we hit him, Pollock.
Yeah, there's his office up ahead.
Pancho, hope he got a good fire going in the stove.
Ride the horses into the shed back of the jailhouse. This way, Diablo, come.
Go, Lobo. You and Diablo, get out of the cold, too.
I'm sure Sheriff Winslow must have seen us ride up.
But why he not come out to see us?
That is what I've been wondering about. Oh, Diablo,
oh. Slow down.
If I remember correctly, this door leads to the back of the sheriff's office.
Somebody got to be there, cause smoke coming out of the chimney. And that means there's a fire in the stove. And that means somebody got to tend to the fire. And that means somebody got to be there.
You are getting to be quite a detective, dear Pancho.
Howdy, you hombres. What you doing here?
Buenos dias. For Sheriff Winslow.
Well, I reckon you waddies ain't been around here in some time. I'm the new sheriff.
Well, I'm the Cisco Kid. This is Pancho, mi compañero.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Riker. Leith Riker's my name. How do you do?
Bueno, how do you do?
As soon as we unsaddle the horses and give them a feed, I have some business to talk over with you, Sheriff Riker.
What sort of business, Cisco?
Bandido business.
While Sheriff Winslow was in office, we captured a criminal named Rod Yeager.
Then Pancho helped, too.
Yeah, it seems to me the name's familiar from looking over the files in the office.
That maverick has broken out of jail together with another killer.
You figure he's headed back this way?
Yeah, that's why Cisco and Pancho come up here. We know they headed back this way because we trailed them.
Well, come to think of it, two strangers did ride through here. I figured them would be a couple of saddle folks. Never gave them another thought.
Which way did they head, Sheriff Riker?
North, toward Greensville.
When the horses are fed and watered, we will hit the trail after them.
We got time to go in the sheriff's office and get warm, no, Cisco?
Why, sure you have. Go on in. I'll look after your horses.
Gracias, but that is something I would rather do myself. See if Loco will take a drink before you feed him, Pancho.
We just watered the horses before he come into the town. And Pancho, I think they're thirsty.
Yeah, I think you're right. Diablo's not thirsty either.
You two always so blame careful about watering them cayuses?
Yeah, you always got to water the horses before you feed them.
Well, why are you so particular?
So they can digest what they eat. It's very important not to water horses during the feeding or after they have been fed. All right, Pancho. We can let them eat.
There now. They think we win, Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
I got a kettle of water boiling. We'll fix a hot drink.
That's what Pancho want. Someone to make the inside hot and the outside hotter.
Well, go ahead, Pancho. On through the door.
Gracias, señor sheriff.
You too, Cisco. Go ahead.
Gracias.
I reckon you know where the stove is.
Pancho able to find it even if Pancho not know.
Down on the floor, Pancho.
Where's that maverick? What's shooting us, huh?
Over behind the desk.
Cisco, the sheriff, he got the knife. Look out.
My hand. Hey, why'd you shoot the knife out of my hand, Cisco? I could have got him with it.
It seems you were going to use that knife on me.
That guy got to crawl over to the front door and open. He going to escape.
Stay down. You get a bullet through the head.
He getting away.
After him. Come on, Sheriff Riker.
Yeah.
Cisco, look. Through the window. That maverick Yeager, he jumped on his horse. He getting away.
Come and get me, Cisco. I'll be waiting.
The skulking maverick. We cannot get our horses saddled soon enough to chase him, but we will pick up his trail again.
We trail him and we capture him again.
I'd like to go along with you, Cisco.
Why'd you act like you're going to throw that knife into Cisco's back, Sheriff Riker?
Oh, you got me all wrong, Pancho. I was all set to get the varmint who was shooting at you.
Well, it looked to Pancho like...
You heard what the sheriff said, Pancho. Naturally, we want your help, Sheriff Riker. Too bad I shot the knife from your hand. I acted on Pancho's warning without thinking.
Yeah.
Pancho still say it seemed like...
Enough of that, Pancho.
But he do...
If the sheriff is willing to help us, the least we can do is to work together and to plan together.
And if you not listen to what Pancho got to say, maybe we die together.
Of the weak one, Sarah. I figure the rest of the herd should be able to forage for itself through the winter.
Oh, I don't know about that, Lem. The snow's getting so deep, them critters are liable to starve. Oh, if it would only stop the snow.
Well, it's got to stop sometime, Sarah. Let's hope for the best.
I'll go on in the house, Lem, and I'll whip up some hot food. Can you manage the cattle from here by yourself?
Sure, Sarah. You go ahead.
Whoa, boy. Whoa. You hurry on into the house as soon as you put up the horses, Lem.
I sure will, Sarah. Get up there. Get up.
My mind, you don't be too long. And bring in some firewood with you. Oh, if it keeps up this way, we're going to be snowed in for the winter. Hope Lem remembers to stomp his feet and not track up my parlor. Could have sworn I left the door to the kitchen closed.
You let out a big old woman, it'll be your last
one. Who are you? What do you want? Why are you here? What are you doing with that gun?
I'm Rod Yeager, remember? You and your husband set them law dogs after me.
But what
Shut
do
up,
you...
Shut up, I'll ask the questions.
What do you want, Yeager? We're old folks. We've done nothing unlawful our whole lives.
Anyone else outside with your husband?
No. We brought in them cattle ourselves.
And I suppose you didn't see them riders headed this way.
What riders? Well, I never... It's a Cisco Kid and Pancho. Why, they must be after you.
Just so you won't get any notion to yell a warning.
Hands off my nose!
Sit down or I'll choke the life out of you. You and them cattle done me a good turn when you covered my tracks. And because of that, I'm going to be able to kill them two law-loving varmints the moment they walk through this door.
Now that the horses is taken care of, we go inside and get warm, no, Senor Lamb?
We sure can, Pancho. Sarah'll be mighty glad to see you and Cisco.
Pancho and I would like to visit with you and Senora Sarah for a while, but I'm afraid that will not be possible.
Well, from the look of the weather, it may have to be possible, Cisco. Before long, we're going to be snowed in. It'll be impossible to get out of here.
Well, if we can't travel, neither can that hombre we're after.
Sarah and me get to town so seldom, we didn't know a new sheriff had been elected. How long you been in office, Sheriff Riker?
Well, for some time now.
Better stomp the snow off of you. You know how women are. Ever since it commenced snowing, Sarah's been gee-going about me tracking snow through a parlor. I'll be burned if she didn't make me clean it up one day.
Pancho, I don't want the Senora Sarah to be mad at Pancho, because then maybe she not make one of those good, hot, gooseberry pies.
You think we will pass inspection, Senor Lim?
Yep. But you know, I don't reckon she'd say nothing to you or Sheriff Riker anyhow.
Well, it still doesn't pay to upset the hand that does the cooking, does it?
Sure don't. You go on in first, Cisco. I want to see the surprised look on Sarah's face when she sets eyes on you.
She got to hear us with all the stomping we do.
Not from back in the kitchen. More than likely, that's where she is. Go ahead, Cisco.
Si, Senor Lem.
Sarah! Come here a minute. I want you to see.
Welcome, Cisco, you wall-eyed vinegar room. Shake hands with death!
And it may be that Cisco and Pancho have walked into Rod Yeager's death trap. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Chinook. Rod Yeager and Leith Riker break out of jail. Knowing Cisco and Pancho are on their trail, they head for the town of Pollock, Idaho, where they murder the sheriff. Since he is unknown to Cisco, Leith takes the sheriff's place, then leads Cisco and Pancho into what he hopes will be their death trap. They follow Rod to the ranch of Lem and Sarah Marvin. As they prepare to enter the house, not knowing that Rod waits to kill them, Sarah screams, and a withering blast of gunfire greets them.
Keep out of the doorway.
It's that killer, Rod Yeager.
Sarah's in there.
Come on in, the lot of you. You know better than to try anything. I'll kill Mrs. Marvin if you do.
All right, Yeager. But if you harm the senora...
Drop your guns on the floor as you come through the doorway.
They're my guns.
And mine.
And Pancho's too.
Close the door, Sheriff Riker.
Why, sure, Deputy Yeager.
Now, Sheriff Riker!
What in thunder?
Look out, senor!
Miss!
Blast you, Riker! You got in my way!
I couldn't help it. Cisco shoved me straight at you.
You will not use that gun again, Maverick.
Pancho, get the other hombre, Cisco.
Yeah, I'll help you, Pancho.
Hurry, don't let him use that gun.
You yellow back hyena! This will teach you to hide behind a woman!
And look out, Senor Lim! That coyote got a knife!
Out of the way, Pancho!
Cisco, careful, he'll stab you! Come and get it, Cisco!
No, Maverick, you will get it when I twist the knife from your hand!
Do it first and talk after.
There, Sheriff!
Bueno, Cisco, now get rid of the knife!
I'll get rid of him!
It will be done! Here and now!
Oh, don't worry about either of them sidewinders, because I got them covered.
Gracias, Senora Sarah. Up on your feet, Riker. Now I want the truth. Where is Sheriff Winslow, you coyote?
What you talk about, Cisco?
This sidewinder did not fool me for a moment, Pancho.
No?
He is not the sheriff. I pretended to go along with him because I knew he would lead us to Yeager.
Then he the bandito would break the jail with Yeager, no?
No wonder you jumped Riker so fast, Cisco.
Thank goodness you did. Well, if you hadn't, we'd all be dead.
Talk, Riker. For your sake, I hope Sheriff Winslow is still alive.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about, Cisco. I don't remember.
No, do you remember?
He's not going to tell nothing, Cisco.
Up on your feet again! What happened to Sheriff Winslow?
Suffering sassafras. You hit him so hard, Cisco, I could almost feel it.
Well, it just serves the yellow polecat right.
All right, Cisco. Enough. No more fight.
Sheriff Winslow! Where is he?
Hit him again, Cisco.
No. I knifed him. But it wasn't my idea, it was Rod's.
Why, you mealy mouth.
Shut up, Yeager. Your turn to talk will come. You killed Sheriff Winslow!
Pancho, you know how you feel, Cisco. That sheriff, he our amigo. And these killers paper it. When we take them back to the jail.
Well, judging the way it's snowing, that ain't gonna be for some time, I'm afraid.
What do you mean, Senor Lamb?
It's a blizzard. It's coming down heavy and it's packing. Yeah, looks like we're snowed in for the winter.
Is there no chance we could make it?
Not the slightest. If you try it, you'll die in the attempt.
That means we got to stay here till spring with these two killers.
It appears that's the way it's gonna be. You'll just have to guard them every moment.
It looks like you're going to lose, even though you've won, Cisco. You got all the guns for now, but spring's a long way off, and death will be close at hand every minute of the time.
Well, it couldn't be worse.
Lem! Oh, Lem, you forgot to stamp the snow off your feet.
What could not be worse than your limb?
Wind, Cisco. It's warm as a summer day, and it's coming from the northwest.
Yeah, that's good. Melt some of the snow, and maybe we'd be able to leave here.
It's a warm wind. At this time of year, it's a Chinook.
Chinook chin? What kind of chin that? A Chinook chin.
It is no laughing matter, Pancho.
No?
A Chinook is a warm, moist wind that once in a while comes to the Rocky Mountain area this time of year.
Yeah. Melts the snows and the cattle can get at the grass.
Then that's good.
No, not when you take into account that them cattle are used to the cold weather and to forage for their food.
Why, that make a difference?
Because, see, the cattle are fooled by that weather. They They'll lie down on the sod, and when the cold and snow comes back, many of them are too weak to get back on their feet.
Often they do not even try to get to their feet and seek shelter.
No, no, they don't. They just lie there until the new snows cover them and they die.
More than one prosperous rancho has lost the greater part of their herd due to a Chinook.
That's why cattlemen fear them worse than the Black Plague itself.
What we can do about it?
There is one chance. Requires we all to do much hard riding and hard work the next few days.
What's on your mind, Cisco?
We will have to ride herd 24 hours of the day and try to keep the cattle on their feet.
Well, that's impossible, seeing as how there's only four of us.
No, Senora Sarah. There are six of us.
What?
Those coyotes, Jaeger and Riker?
See? We will have to unlock the storehouse and take them with us.
Well, you surely don't mean to trust them.
No, I will ride with Riker during one shift, and you, Senor Lem, will ride with Jaeger during another.
And Pancho and the Senor, the other shift together?
Si, Chico.
Uh-huh.
I want you to guard the Senora with your life.
Well, you know Pancho do this.
Senor Lem and I will have to be on guard every moment. We must watch those two mavericks like hawks.
Count on me to do it.
Well, I realize it's the only way, but I can't help feeling it's like a sheep running with the wolf. Any second he stands a chance of being slaughtered.
Come away from the door, Lee.
Did you hear what they said, Rod?
Plain as you did.
It's lucky Cisco rigged up those pipes from the kitchen stove to this here storehouse. We can hear them as plain as if we was in the same room with them. That's why I ain't worried about the door. We'll know they're coming before they get here.
This is the chance we've been waiting for, Leith. String along with me, do what I say, and I'll forget what you told Cisco.
Well, of course I will, Rod. We better string along together, or we'll both get strung up.
Now, we're gonna agree to do whatever Cisco wants.
Yeah?
And we're gonna do a good job, the best we can.
We are?
Yeah. Not that I figure it'll put them off their guard, but it'll make them think we're being cattlemen in spite of the fact we're outlaws.
Well, it sounds reasonable that even outlaws would hate to see a good herd lost because of a Chinook.
Right. Our chance will come when the wind changes and it starts snowing again.
How you figure?
Because everybody will be working together, and they'll have you and me up near the front of the herd so they can watch us.
I'm stirrup to stirrup with you. Go ahead.
There'll be no trick at all to turn that herd and start them into a stampede right over the edge of that high mesa.
Why, it's good as striking gold, Rod. The four of them will be killed in the stampede, and we can hole up here at the ranch house for the rest of the winter.
Pancho!
Yes.
Senor Lem! Senora
yes.
Sarah! Are you all ready?
Yeah, we all ready.
Plain as if we was in the next room.
Then I will get Jaeger and Riker.
Come and get us, Cisco. Come and get yourself a ticket to Boot Hill.
Suffering sassafras roots. We've done it. We've brought our herd through a Chinook.
You men must be dog-tired. Even them two outlaws, they did a spanking good job.
I have to admit you are right, Senora Sarah. Those two renegades have been acting like true vaqueros.
They sabe it's no use to fight against you, Cisco.
Make no mistake about trusting them, Pancho. If they get the chance, they will strike like a rattlesnake.
By thunder, the air's getting nippy. I believe the wind's changing.
And it's starting to snow again, too, Lem.
This is what we've been waiting for. I will ride up to the front of the herd and corral those two coyotes.
Why don't you go with you, Cisco?
Now, Lee, start the herd.
I'm with you, Rod.
Yeah, cattle!
Yeah! Cisco, those two weasels wave their sombreros. They start a stampede.
Andale, there is not a moment to lose.
Up, Kevin, come on!
Oh, look at that!
Them dirty, rotten polecats. They're going to stampede the herd over the edge of the mesa.
And we'll be swept over with them.
Not if we can turn the herd.
How we can do this, Cisco?
Ride with me, Pancho, after those leaders. If we can turn them, the herd will follow. Hasta diablo, hi-ha!
Hasta luego, go, go, go!
Now, fire several gunshots into the ground in front of those stairs.
Si, Cisco! Bueno, Cisco! I think we swing the herd away from the edge of the mesa.
Si, now follow me, Pancho.
Where?
Over behind those boulders. So we can get out of the way of the stump-eating cattle.
Yes, Cisco. The cattle's got to go around the boulders.
All right, Pancho. Ho!
Ho, 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 ho!
Lem, Sarah, over here. Andale.
I see you, Cisco. Come on, Sarah. Whoa. Whoa, there. Whoa.
Oh, no. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, we made it. Now, not a minute to spare.
Holy Hezekiah, that herd is streaming around these boulders like a raging river in a spring flood.
Remain here. Do not move.
But that herd passes now, Cisco.
See, but those two pack rats are coming right behind the herd.
Where are they, Rod? You see any trace of them?
No, Lee. Somehow they managed to swing the herd, but there's still a chance they got dropped at that.
Get back, Pancho. Give me enough room to swing a big loop with my rope when they ride past these boulders.
Aren't you do this, Cisco? Here they come.
Hey, what about these boulders? They might have... Hey, what thunder?
Come down off that horse, Maverick. Back there, old Blackback.
Get up here. Come on, kid.
The Riker's getting away.
Pancho, Senor Lamb, look after Jaeger.
Si, Cisco.
We'll do it, Cisco.
Up there, ha!
This Jaeger Maverick not going away till you get back, Cisco.
Faster, Diablo, ha!
Get up, you jumphead. Get
down. This one time, Riker, I'm telling you to bring that horse to a halt.
Faster, you broomtail. Faster.
Come down off that horse. Up on your feet, coyote. When I told you to halt, I meant for you to stop. And the next stop you and your partner will make is at the state penitentiary.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Pancho, glad those bandidos, Jaeger and Riker, back in the jail.
Oh, si. And I am glad that we are on our way back to Arizona.
Pancho, very glad, too. And Senora said, Senor Lim, thankful to you that you were able to help them save their herd of cattle.
Oh, I did not mind the work, Pancho.
You did not mind the work?
No. I just did not like the cold weather.
Oh, it's nothing.
What are you talking about? It was zero.
See, that's what Pancho say. It was nothing.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.